I believe there's a way to build your real estate business that feels right to you, where our thoughts, words, emotions, and actions are all aligned. Welcome to the Authentic Agent Podcast, a place where we help the motivated but lost professional cut through the industry noise and find intention and purpose. We've worked with thousands of real estate agents on business development and strategies to increase their performance and build professional trust by taking consistent, strategic, and most importantly, authentic action that feels right to them. We believe that our businesses grow in direct proportion to how much we grow as people, and by intentionally working on ourselves and our business, we can raise the standard of professionalism for our entire industry. I'm Brandon Tracy. I'm here to help you find clarity and build momentum so you can take on the challenges of our industry with confidence and joy. Authentic Agent is about growing, learning, and being an agent for authenticity in your life and business.
Hey guys, welcome back to Authentic Agent Podcast. I'm joined here yet again with Kyle Bates, CEO of BTG Real Estate here in Phoenix. Kyle and I want to discuss a little bit about just the general drama that's surrounding real estate. And it seems like, you know, now more than ever, everywhere you turn, there is a distraction. There's some new narrative. There's some new information. It feels like the news, right, Kyle? Like if it bleeds, it leads. Like give them something to be afraid of. Like, and typically when we're afraid, when we're scared, when we're distracted, we're not taking action in our own business. And it's the action in our own business that really, you know, generates the success going forward. And we spend way too much time being fearful, right? Are we in a bubble?
If you can focus on something else and not focus on yourself, we're always going to choose the something else option. And that's exactly what the industry has turned into at this point.
Yeah. And, you know, I get it. Like there's so much noise out there and it's so easy to just jump into this kind of water cooler talk and go, did you hear about this? And, you know, oh, my clients are saying this. And it's like, are we in a bubble? And Zillow's doing Zillow things. And brokerages are going public and there's new disruptor activity every week. If you want to have a distraction, they're there for you. Like they're everywhere. And you can convince yourself that they're going to have a massive impact on your business, and you can be fearful and you can move to scarcity and you can talk about these. The crazy thing about negativity, especially with this stuff, is it recruits to itself. It's so easy to post something negative online. And are you feeling this? Can you believe Zillow did this? Can you believe this is happening? And you just get a massive reinforcements coming in to reinforce that narrative for you. And then you just get caught up in the idea of thinking about, talking about, paying attention to something that really isn't impacting your business in the way that you think that it is. Just because it's making headlines doesn't mean that it's making the headlines in your business.
Yeah, well, it feels good. I mean, at the root of it, it feels good to be a part of a tribe. Tribalism is real. It's in our DNA. It's in our nature. And what's the easiest way to create a tribe? A shared enemy. So whether that enemy right now is Zillow, or whether it's our clients, or whether it's other real estate agents or the brokerage or the teams or the model or whatever it is, you can really create a lot of enemies in real estate and find people, attract people to feeling that way too. Like, yeah. Oh, NAR sold us out years ago or blah, blah, blah. Like we're just cannibalizing ourselves.
it's funny how how common those conversations are. The one that I'm really interested in now that's really funny to me, and like this hasn't changed in the 11 years that I've been in sales and the 15, 16 years I've been in the industry, is our industry has always been this way. It's notorious for doing exactly what it said it wouldn't do 3, 5, or 10 years ago, right? Like we're never going to go public. We're never going to be a brokerage. You know what? Like, when you hear that stuff, you have to take it with a grain of salt and ask yourself, does it really matter? Because all anyone's going to do in this industry in capitalism is do whatever it takes to evolve and survive so that they can continue to have a profitable business, employ people, make an impact on people's lives. You can't ride an old, outdated narrative into the ground and let the business die. So just accept that those things are going to happen. Like every business is going to do whatever they need to do to stay relevant and compete. And you should too. Like that's what you should do as well. We all need to reserve the right to change our opinion or the direction of our business based on new information, based on new market data, competition, information, whatever it is. You have to be ready to adapt and change. And that's all these companies are doing. And let's just be honest. We're going to talk about three things that you can do right now to ensure your business is protected going forward. And number one, Kyle, number one is stop worrying about or participating in the drama. Just stop worrying about it. Stop engaging in the conversation. Listen, read, educate, learn what people are doing, but don't get caught up in the emotional drama, sky is falling fear. Because fear is so easy. Negativity recruits negativity with great ease. Water coolers, social media groups, they just absolutely love to get caught up in the drama and the negativity of things. None of that serves you. What's number two, Kyle?
Get down to business.
Get down to business.
Just work. At the end of the day, how do you power through all this negativity, all this drama? You just show up and do your thing every single day. Show up and realize like, okay, it's going to take this to get to where I want to be. Real estate, you'll hear it a million times. It's simple, not easy. It is so simple though. Like it is so simple at the end of the day to be able to succeed in this business. If you show up, you do the work and you plug in. You find the problem, you solve it. You find the problem, you solve it. You keep working through that process and then you build an organic and really great business. But it takes time and it takes kind of putting those blinders on and leaving that shit at the door. Oh, sorry.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's a rated R podcast for fun. Yeah. But you're absolutely right. Like control what you can control. Like it feels good to not feel like you're in control because then you don't have to take responsibility for your results, right? You can always just say, well, it's because this is happening or it's because this company's going public or Zillow is going to be a brokerage and they said that they wouldn't. And it's just like, just control what you can control. And execute on the tactics to grow your business. Like real estate's still a people-to-people business. It's still a relationship business. You have to participate in building those relationships every day. You have to participate in the communication. Listen, it's not the disruptors. It's not any of these big decisions made by these large industry conglomerates. It's not the disruptors of the market conditions that are taking your opportunities away. Trust me, it's not. If you're not competing every day to stay relevant, you're just creating space for them to take market share.
You just said something there that I just got to stop you real quick. The disruptors, like I just want to interpret what you just said. The disruptors are actually not disrupting people that focused on the fundamentals.
They're not.
That's going to be a hard thing for a lot of people to face because there's a lot of people in this industry that have let go of ownership of their client acquisition for the past 10 years. They've leaned on the likes of Zillow to be their main source of income. They've leaned on the likes of outside sources, feeding them leads and feeding them clients and let go of the fundamentals, which really are database, open house, organic lead generation, community-based things, that people-to-people thing. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that Zillow's bad. I'm absolutely not saying outside lead sources are a bad idea. They're great. Okay. But look at them for what they are. They're pieces of your business that you don't own that are helping you feed your business so you can grow your database quickly, so that you can grow your business quickly. If something shifts in them, it's just an opportunity for you to focus on what you have and what's tangible and what's there, the database, the things you've nurtured, the business you've nurtured. The disruption will happen in those spaces. So always be prepared to be able to not have to rely on those spaces and you'll be okay.
You will. So how do you compete with them? Well, listen, you compete by like showing up to grow your own business, grow your own influence, grow your own expertise and your own client base. You have to do the actual work to compete for your spot in this industry. Like that's all any of us are here doing. Like,
well, who are you competing with? Are you Joe Schmo Realtor trying to compete with Zillow? Because they're not trying to compete with you.
Like, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, the person that you should be worried about competing the most with is the agent in your office that's actually doing the work. Like they're more of a threat to your business right now than any of these other things are because they're showing up. And that's all any of us are out here doing is we're actually doing the work to compete for our spot in the industry. By the way, that's all Zillow's doing. That's all any of the brokerages are doing by going public and making big changes and, you know, readjusting, you know, what they're doing, even if it goes against what they said they were going to do 3 or 5 years ago, whatever it is, everybody's just showing up and working every day. So the question is, are you working on your bit. Like, trust that. Trust that if you do the work to build the relationships and communicate, grow your skills, educate yourself about the market, be a conduit for information for your clients, for the people that matter most to your business, that's how you compete. It really is that simple. Listen, for 99.5% of agents that are not on the front lines of this, you know, big industry tug of war that you're seeing in the Inman headlines and in the news, like, the way you actually make a difference is by going out there and earning new clients, selling homes, gaining experience, building your business and your professional influence. That's what you had to do 10 years ago. That's still what you have to do now. It's still what you have to do now. You never make it. You never reach a point where you're just like, I'm done. I've made it. Like, the industry is evolving and moving, which means you have to participate in that all the time. So it's pretty simple. Take pride in your work, but don't be so prideful that you don't continue to learn and grow when you start to find success. Mm-hmm. Like, that's it. So number one is stop worrying about and or participating in the drama. Number two is get down to business. What's number three, Kyle?
Narrow your focus. I mean, at the end of the day, how do you stay out of the drama? You just don't focus on it.
Yeah. Just say no. Say no to things that don't serve your personal mission to grow.
Yeah. Also, remember that you're a direct reflection of the people that you surround yourself with. So let go of people that want to fearmonger. Let go of people that are coming to you with their scarcity mindset and recruiting you to that negative narrative. And make sure that you're not falling into that constant distraction of you setting these personal goals that are rely on other people or rely on outside things that you have no control over. Just narrow your focus on what you want and how you're going to get there. And it's a lot simpler than you might be telling yourself it is.
Yeah. And you talked about tribalism earlier, and the same thing applies right here. So, like, change your tribe, just mm-hmm. change it, change your environment, change the people you're around. Like, are you surrounded by people who are committed to growing and being the best professional that they can be? Are they doing the activities that generate results every day? Or are you surrounded by passive people who avoid the real work and, you know, prefer to just gossip and talk and you know, fearmonger? Like, it's pretty simple. Just change your, it's hard. I get it. It's hard to, like, separate from relationships or separate from an environment that you've developed some comfort in. Anytime mm-hmm. do that, there's going to be some separation anxiety. You're going to a new place. There's going to be new people. Where do I fit in? Don't worry about it. Just go and learn and grow. Go, learn, grow. Challenge yourself. And you're going to be just fine.
Well, we talked about this earlier. Sometimes that also requires you to let go of your ego. Like, where do people go when they're feeling, like, insecure or feel like they have an imposter syndrome in a relationship or in a group setting? They'll go negative. They'll find that shared enemy and try and recruit people to it. They'll go like, what you're doing is really cool, but have you seen what Zillow's doing? Or have you seen what this brokerage is going to do? Or have you explored this brokerage that gives you XYZ? Like, they're going to try and change the topic away from what you can actually control and put the blame or the success or whatever it may be on someone else. So be careful of those situations, and also be careful not to do that yourself. Imposter syndrome is real. Ego's real, but let go of it. You don't always need to be the leader. You don't always need to be cutting people down. If they're doing great things, just learn from them.
Yeah. There's so much room to be great, for everybody to be great in this industry, right? Like, what was that old saying we used to know? It's like, go out there and get your unfair share. Like, because it's there. It's there for the people who want to actually do the work. It's just, it pains me so much to see how committed we can get to avoiding the work. Because it's inside the work that we get a little discomfort, that we feel a little vulnerable, that we have to put our professionalism on display, and we're worried about judgment, and then enter imposter syndrome. Like, oh, that's real. Like, it's fine. It's okay. But just trust that if you get into it, you stay into it, you're consistent, and you're really focusing on building your influence within your community. Like, you're going to show your community, you're going to show your client base, you're going to show everybody that you're more than just a person with a real estate license. Like, you're here for it. You're here to engage, you're here to understand the market, you're here to be educated, and you're here to be a conduit for all that information for the people around you. Like, there's always going to be room for a real estate agent in a transaction, because what people really want, people want that one-on-one connection. They want someone to guide them through. We talked about this in a previous podcast when I hiked the Andes Mountains in Peru. Like, could I have gone and hiked that myself? Yes. I hired a guide because I wanted his expertise. What it did, it just made me feel better. It made me feel better about what I was experiencing. He could tell me what was normal, what wasn't normal. He could set great expectations for me, which eliminated any fear or anxiety around things. Like, there's always going to be a place for the guide. So be ready to do that. Like, be the best guide you could be. Like, and you're going to be just fine regardless of what all of these things are happening around you or doing. We kind of talked real quick too about, you know, three things you should stop doing right now because they'll ruin your business. Like, three things to stop doing right now. Just let them go. Just like full stop on this day. Stop telling yourself that you can't compete with big companies or big tech. You don't have to compete with them.
Yeah.
Like, that's the thing. And understand this too. Like, if you haven't researched this idea of Dunbar's 150, it's an older concept, but it certainly applies. But these big companies, they need hundreds of thousands of people. Like, you only need a vibrant community of like 150, 500, 1,000, you know. Like, take a look at Dunbar's 150. I like Dunbar's 150. And then you apply technological leverage using tech to leverage you into making 150, 500, or 1,000. But you don't really need any more than that. Like, you really don't to lead a successful, financially like secure life and business and real estate. Like, you don't have to go out and get the masses like they do. So don't trick yourself into believing that. You can compete. You can't.
Yeah, I mean, just remember what race you're running. Who are you competing against, and are they competing against you? I mean, topically right now, the Olympics are going on. The 100 meter sprinters aren't competing against the long distance marathon runners. Like, they're just two different races. So let go of that stuff. Don't try and put yourself in a category that you're not even trying to run it. Are you trying to build the biggest real estate website and catch the most eyeballs on the internet? Okay, no, probably not. So then stop trying to compete with Zillow. Are you trying to compete with yourself to beat your last year's goals? Probably. So compete with yourself last year.
Yeah. But Kyle, real estate's changing. How am I going to keep up?
What's the stat? Right now, more people are leaning and using a real estate agent than ever before.
Right. You're getting caught up in a fear-based narrative that's not based in reality. Like, is real estate changing? Yes. Is it impacting the way that you communicate with your database and sell real estate? Not really. Like, not really. I mean, people, you need to know about these companies, and you need to be able to talk intelligently about what's happening and what clients' options are. But in the end, you still have to show up and present your value and show them that what you can do for them is equal in value to what those companies could provide as well. You just got to stop telling yourself that this thing has a real direct impact on your business. I promise you, if you get out there and do the work, if you communicate and build your influence and get educated, stay engaged, and be a conduit for everything that you're learning to your database, you're going to be fine. So number two.
Use it as a tool. Remember that too. Like, we keep on targeting Zillow because that's probably the easiest conversation real estate agents have, but recognize it. It's a tool in the industry now. It's something that's there, and let go of trying to compete with it or be angry about it or anything. And I mean, this goes for everything in life. Like, let go of things that you're angry at and realize where they can be actually beneficial to you in your life.
Yeah. And I don't have any problems with Zillow. Zillow's doing exactly what I would do if I was Zillow. Like, I mean,
if I had $30 billion.
Like, what? Like, just let go. Why be mad about it? Why be angry? Why be frustrated? Stop pretending that it's having an impact on your, like, Zillow is having no more impact on your business than you not actually showing up in your business every day. Like, you have such a bigger impact on your business than Zillow ever could. Mm-hmm. Zillow's fine. Zillow's here to stay. They've always been here to stay. They've taken a ton of crap over the years. Like, it is what it is. Let go. It's time to move forward. Mm-hmm. So number two, stop giving into distractions and looking for the easy button. Mm-hmm. We got to stop doing this. It's killing your business. it's killing your business. We're so desperate for things to be easy that we just give into every distraction, every cool new tech deal, every person that calls us and says, "Hey, Brandon, could you use 5 new listings this month?" Yeah, of course I could. Okay, well, we're going to do it. Like, just stop. Stop giving into every distraction. You spread yourself so thin. You never go deep enough on any one strategy to build your business because you just don't want to get into the discomfort of the work that it takes to churn out the results. So we skip from one thing to another, and that's why there's always going to be a new tech tool or a new fun thing or a new easy button, because it's just like, listen, it's the same model the diet companies are using, Kyle. It's the same model. We're going to always have the next diet to promise you results with. And you're going to buy that one, and then you're going to buy the next one, and then you're going to participate in the next one. And then there's going to be a Facebook group around, you know, this diet. And it's the same model. Recognize when you're just getting churned out and exploited.
Why do 7-minute abs when you could do 6?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the thing. And then, you know, as in part of just not giving into the distractions, looking for the easy button, like get it. Your relationship with failure, right? Get it correct. Like, it'll help you so much. Failing isn't failure. Failing is a normal part of progress. It's a normal part of learning. It's a normal part of growing a business. It's what you do after that. It's, are you evaluating? Are you changing? Are you trying again? If you failed once, does that mean you're going to fail 10 times out of 10? Because maybe you failed 2 or 3 times in a row and then you hit 5. And then you fail 2 or 3 again, and you're at a 50% success rate. Failing is a part of our business. Like, mm-hmm. Just accept that. Like, I love this idea. Like, nothing says you're not going to lose. Nothing says you're not going to get hurt, that you're not going to do a bunch of work for nothing. Like, there's like, nothing says that. There's no guarantee it will be fair. Mm-hmm. Most likely it won't be fair. I love this. This thing that Tim Grover says in the book, Winning. He says, listen, you're going to lose at the buzzer. What is that? A buzzer. You're going to lose at the buzzer. You'll lose to someone who didn't work as hard as you did. You'll lose on a bad call or a bad play. Someone else will get the job. A pandemic will wipe out your season, your bank account, your career. Nothing's fair, right? But what you always have is the skills that you built. You're always going to have those skills. You're always going to have this experience. You're always going to be able to apply that to the marketplace. So you really don't have much to lose by going out and just failing forward. Going out, give it a shot. Don't get caught up if some bad agent got the deal, or, oh man, you know, Homebot got this one, or just stop. Like, that's part of who you're competing against. Just go out and compete. Trust yourself to go out and compete. You don't have to win every single time. Number 3, probably my favorite.
Stop avoiding personal growth.
Stop it. Just stop it. Stop pretending like we don't have inner work to do so that we can go out and be our best selves, so we can overcome fear and rejection, so we can overcome all of these stuck stories and bad neurological patterns learned from childhood. Like, there's enough evidence out there in the world right now that says there's only so much systems and automations and work environments and communities and cultures can do for you. Before long, you realize, oh, I actually have some work to do on myself. Mm-hmm. And there's nothing wrong with that. Personal growth is not a weakness. Believing personal growth is a weakness. That's just your ego saying, don't go down that path because I'm afraid of what I might see. And I'm afraid that your ego is literally saying, if you go down that path, I'm afraid that you'll see me for who I am. That's what your ego is saying. I'm afraid that you'll see me as separate than you and that you'll start making decisions on your own, separate from my input. Yeah.
Well, anyone who's listened to this podcast more than once will probably be sick of hearing me say this, but if you're personally not growing at the same rate as your business, then you're not doing this right.
Yeah. And it eventually is just going to crash.
Well, if you're not growing, if you're not becoming a better person, if you're not utilizing this entrepreneurship and this career and everything it offers you to grow into the better version of yourself, the next version of yourself, then you're going to fail eventually. You're also like, and I don't mean just like fail forward. You're just going to like not be able to keep going because this thing's ever changing. It's ever moving. It's like anything. If you're looking to build something, you also have to build yourself.
Yeah. I like this idea too. It's just like, you got to show up and do the work in your business, right? You got to hone your skills in the business. You got to participate in those skills to keep them sharp, right? Mm-hmm. So that you can continue to grow those skills and gain experience. That's like what you would do in business. Well, it's a similar application to personal growth. The battle begins and ends in your own mind. Like, that's where it starts. Your thoughts have to be constantly renewed. Just like in your business, you have to constantly go and renew your client acquisition strategies and renew your scripts and understand the market and the data. You have to renew information consistently so that you can really apply that to your work. Well, it's the same thing. Your thoughts have to be constantly renewed, like a daily subscription that you have to pay so that you can think clearly. You have to participate in that self-optimization for the good of everything that you do. It's just like with a computer or an iPhone, like you get updates for those all the time.
Yeah.
Right. Well, how often do you update your ideas?
Yeah.
Right. How often do you update, you know, your strategies, your priorities? How often do you reboot your mental energy and delete the outdated programs and files? Mm-hmm. Like that's in a weird description, kind of a neat way to look at personal growth. I mean, there's a lot of ways to look at it and it goes pretty deep, but that's really what it is. Like I think I said earlier, it's really important that we reserve the right to change our minds or change our strategies or change the direction of our business based on new information or based on new competition or based on new challenges or new regulations. Right? You have to be ready to change your mind, adapt, and evolve. And a great way to do that is get real aware. And personal growth is such a key component of that. So when you're considering your environment, back to tribalism, if you're considering changing the people that you hang out with, like who's focused on that too? Mm-hmm. You know, we talk about in our business, right? I'm a huge believer in this. I really, truly believe our businesses grow in direct proportion to how much we grow as people. Yeah. And when you're participating in that and you're hitting it from both angles, professional and personal, like you're going to show up for it. And success has a tendency to follow. That's what we got for you guys today. Hopefully that gives you some clarity. Like, sometimes all I need, Kyle, is somebody to snap me out of it and say, why are you focused on that? What's the point? What, like, how does that benefit you? And I hope we did that to some degree today, just offered you a little bit like, hey, don't worry. Like, just let all that go. Let all the industry drama go. And you focus on you. Focus on your business. Focus on building those relationships. Focus on showing up, building your skills, educating yourself. Be a conduit for that to your people, to your community of influence, to your clients, to your database. And I promise you those relationships, those personal and professional relationships will move from like and love to trust and confidence. And they'll be there next year. They'll be there in 3 years. They'll be there in 5 years. You got this. Go out and get it. Thanks for listening, guys.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Authentic Agent Podcast. If you feel like we're making a positive impact on our industry and you want to help us connect to new listeners and continue our journey, please rate the show and leave a comment on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you tune in to listen. Share our podcast with anyone you know that is looking for a more authentic way to build their business. Follow us on social media and join our community at the Authentic Agent Series website. Enjoy your journey and remember, our businesses grow in direct proportion to how much we grow as people. Until next time, remember to abandon average and commit to growth if you want to obtain excellence.